Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 6th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Google launched its new large language model called Gemini. It comes in three levels of capability. Gemini Ultra is the first model to outperform humans on MMLU, the Massive Multitask Language Understanding Test. Google claims Gemini Pro outperforms GPT 3.5, but it did not share comparisons with GPT 4. And the third version, Gemini Nano, is a smaller, efficient version meant to run locally on your machine, especially on phones. Gemini Pro will now power the Bard chatbot and Google's search generative experience. Customers will be able to license Gemini Pro to use in their own applications starting December 13th, and Android developers will be able to use Gemini Nano in their Android apps, and Pixel 8 Pro users will also get Nano-powered features. Early next year, Google will launch Bard Advanced, which will be powered by Gemini Ultra. Google published a technical white paper on Gemini, but did not release a parameter count if you track those kinds of things. Google also announced its next Tensor processing unit used for training models. These run in data centers and companies can rent access to them. Salesforce and Lightrix have already been testing out the TPU V5P chip. A V5P pod collects 8,960 chips with a 4,800 gigabit per second per chip interconnect. So they're fast. Google claims you'll get 459 teraflops of 16-bit floating point performance, if that's important to you. It can train models faster and more cost-effectively than the V4 chips and faster than the V5E chip. Developers will need to discuss their availability with Google directly. Beeper says it has reverse engineered how Apple Messages works so you can use it on Android without having to give your Apple ID to anybody or even have an Apple ID. Beeper Mini can do group chats, high-res images and video, voice messages, stickers, GIFs, reply threads, and typing status. It cannot do location sharing, FaceTime, or games. Beeper reverse engineered how a phone number is registered with Apple's Messages service so it can do so with a simple text message. Beeper Mini handles all the messaging from your phone with an end-to-end encrypted connection directly to Apple. Your messages never run through a Beeper server. Only notifications that you have a message come through Beeper services. Apple confirmed that foreign governments have served it with confidential orders to disclose the details of push notifications. Apple runs a separate push notification service that uses a separate credential from the messages service and is not encrypted. In fact, that's how Beeper gets the notifications to you. Google uses a similar setup with Firebase Cloud Messaging and is alleged to also have handed over notification data to governments. Apple was forbidden from making the request public, but their and Google's compliance came to light after a request from U.S. Senator Ron Wyden. Bloomberg sources say the EU is set to exempt Apple from the DMA's messaging interoperability requirement based on the fact that just not enough business users in Europe use Apple Messages. Apple also recently announced it will support RCS, which is the telecom standard for richer messages, the successor to SMS and MMS. Yesterday, we mentioned that Apple would like an exemption for its older iPhones from an Indian rule requiring USB-C connectivity. iPhone 15s are the first to replace Lightning with USB-C ports, but they'd have to re-engineer the older ones to include USB-C, and they say they don't want to do that. Today, the Financial Times reports that suppliers are telling it that Apple wants to make as many iPhone 16 batteries in India as possible. The batteries are currently made mostly in China, but reportedly Chinese manufacturers have been encouraged to expand or establish operations in India. Twitch will stop its operations in South Korea starting February 27th due to high costs there. Twitch had been working to lower its costs by experimenting with peer-to-peer delivery and even reducing streams to 720p in the country, but the company claims that network fees to interoperate with ISPs are still 10 times more expensive than in most other countries. Twitch will help South Korean streamers move to other services. Windows 10 no longer is set to receive updates after October 14th, 2025, and Microsoft has now established an end date for extended security updates of October 14th, 2028. Companies must pay a yearly subscription for that extension, which covers critical and important security patches only. Microsoft will also offer the extended security update program to individuals. Bloomberg sources say ByteDance has reached an agreement with GoTo Group to partner on e-commerce operations in Indonesia. Indonesia prohibited ByteDance from operating the TikTok shop in the country without involving a local business. GoTo Group's Tokopedia will work with ByteDance in several areas, with more details to be announced. And finally, Microsoft Copilot will support GPT-4 Turbo for text generation, an updated DALL-E 3 model for image generation, and a new code interpreter and improved Bing search functions. GPT-4 Turbo has a larger context window, meaning it can understand your prompts better and offer better responses. The Microsoft Edge browser is going to get the ability to use Copilot to compose text in a website's input fields and summarize YouTube videos, and the new code interpreter can run its suggested code in a sandbox for you and has overall more accurate and higher quality responses. The updates should come to Copilot in the coming weeks. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.